Just to finish up on Toldos, again, it's a massive topic, and obviously what we've done is, I wouldn't say we just touched the surface, that wouldn't be true. We've done some of the major issues, certainly we formulated the questions, and we've seen some of the major Nam Gmina, but obviously there are many more issues connected and things to understand and appreciate in light of the investment that we've made in analyzing both the relationship between intra-ovos, let's say, and the relationship of ovos and toldos, and the third category of me'inahav. But what I want to do, briefly, just the things that I mentioned, at least on the Mar Makomos, to finish up quickly. So, firstly, the I think I gave it to look at the tosos, two tosos in an ayin hamad base, just very, very quickly, in Shabbos, in the middle of Kal Gadol. There the Gemara speaks about a bunch of things, particularly the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and you know the Gemara talks about La Fuke mid Rabbi Lazar and Mechayim told him Makamav. So this is again a very interesting tosis, which obviously in light of everything we've done, you know, takes on very great significance. Let's really have it. The one first, the Hare Elu La Fuke mid Rabbi Lazar and Mechayim told him Makamav.
Which one?
Hooray, fourth one.
I think that was on the list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I have the list accurate. So, Vim Tomar Mereisha Shamina La. Right. The Gemara says that's La Fuke, you know, Rabbi Eliezer. Right. So the Tosa says, well, we already know La Fuke, Rabbi Eliezer. Mereisha Shamina La. Go ahead.
Vim Tomar Mereisha Shamina La. Titan Osem Lach Tar Bimim Lach Achas Enochayev Al Achas.
Stop. So if you were before you even get to Tosis's answer, you know what's to be said. And again, this is a great example of having, you know, invested and worked on this topic just a little bit, or a middle amount, let's say. So like things that you normally would, you know, wouldn't mean anything to you, you know, become highly significant and charged because your just level of consciousness and awareness on the topic, the language, the cases, you know, are just, you know, have been transformed even by just what we, by 2 days of, or 3 days or a week, whatever it is, of working with this. So what's to say right away?
So we mentioned the Rabbi Ezer when he said, you're chayv, but told him akumah, we weren't sure what he would say.
Exactly. So the if there really is an in-between category, which we know is a huge debate, called me'ein ha'av, that is different than a tolda, right, so then the question itself, you know, almost doesn't get off the ground. Or if it does, then it becomes highly significant because, as Azriel just said, you know, very, very correctly, you know, what is Rabbi Eliezer's view about Me'ein Av, if there is such a category? Like for the Rambam and Rashi, what is his view? Bishlam Batolda, Tolda, if you might say Kol Shekeinav, Tolda B'Mokomav Dizchayiv, even though it has less, let's say, stature, right, or is just universal, or whatever, is just universal tachlis to this particular av, you know, then kol shekein, you know, me'ein av, right? On the other hand, you might say exactly, you know, the opposite, right? What you might say is that tolda, because precisely it's further from the av, therefore it, you know, it connects up with a tzura and becomes quasi, you know, independent. You know, but main av, you know, is main av, right? So the point is, we just don't know. It's an open question logically. It's like a 50-50 proposition logically, right? So that's the, when Tosis asks the question, right? It's not even like they're saying, oh, you know, Kol Shekein or whatever. Probably the question of Bali Tosis is based on their shita, which is that there's no such thing as main av. Anytime the Mishnah or the Gemara, whether it's in Shabbos or Krisus, you know, speaks about Mein Av, that's another word for Tolda. So from their point of view, you know, it's a very legitimate question. From our point of view, you know, Tosis is asking a question that, if, you know, if the Rambam was asking it or if we were asking it for Rashi, becomes a loaded question. Right? Okay, what's the answer?
The end of the Yesh Varshim Dachkamer Me'in Malacha Achas Hainu Shtei Toldos Me'av Echad Aval Ha'av That Tolda Bidei Mechayev Parti.
Okay, so again, the answer certainly reinforces the impression, right, which is that Bali Tosafists don't believe in this middle category called Me'ein Av. Right? The word Me'ein Av for them, Me'ein means Me'ein Malach Achas Shtei Toldos Me'av Echad. Okay, they're not saying, whoa, you know, you can't be Nishma Me'ein Av L'Toldor Me'Toldor L'Me'ein Av. I would have answered that way. Or said Kol Shekein, but not say, you know, equal. What they are saying is even better. They're saying there's also, you know, again, they're not aware of it even. They're not acknowledging it even, basically. They're saying, you know, this is Tolda. However, what they are saying, which is also a gift in light of, you know, Ein Tzarech Lomar and Yirali and Lacha Mishnah and the Rikurkis and all the things that we've been discussing, right? And the Marikats, you know, they're giving us a gift also, right? And that is, Me'ein Malach Ha'achas means, according to them, Shtei Toldos Me'av Echad, right? But Vitolda Mechayev Tarti. That means two Toldos are more Av Tolda Mechayev Tarti. Yeah, okay. So what again? Two Toldos are more similar to each other than an Av and a Tolda. Is that true? The answer is it's only true, you know, if, you know, number one, you have to, at least as a Havamina, it could be the Maskana is that, you know, everything is identical because everything, even an Av is only significant, but Toras, Tachlis, it's just, again, the educational process, the epistemological process which brought us to it, but everything is the same. Maybe that's the Kamash one. But either way, in terms of the Havamina, right, even if you assume that everything isn't the same, in terms of the hierarchy, as we've seen, there's there's a reason to think that two toldos, if they do connect with two tsuros, are more different from each other than an av and a tolda. A. B. You know, particularly there's a reason to think that an av and a tolda would be more chayev achas than shtei toldos, because if you take the Rashi and Bava Kamma formulation, that, you know, whenever you have an Av and a Tolda, all you have is an Ikar and a Tafel, and the Tafel, you know, is always Batel to the Ikar. So a Tafel and an Ikar, as opposed to, well, they're not two, again, are they two Tafels, or are they not Tafel because they're not in the presence of an Ikar? Right? They don't have the stigma of a Tafel vis-a-vis each other. They may objectively have the status of a Tafel. Maybe they don't even have that. So what Tosa says is important and understandable, but definitely not mukhrach on three or four different levels. Yeah?
Yeah, you said that for the Rambam and Rashi,
yeah,
would be the
Me'ein Avos,
or otherwise would be an open question?
I think
but
it would be.
With
Israel
Mishnah increases?
Yeah, so you have to, I'll get to that in a second. The language of the Mishnah and the Gemara increases, etc., would seem to imply that Avlazer would also split Me'ein Avos.
And the Rambam seems to think that.
I mean, yeah. But I'm not saying the problem with those things, that those Mishnayos and Gemara, is that you just don't know what the Maskana in the conversations are, or, you know, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, etc. So you just don't know. Just like Rabbi Avram Ben Arambam was suggesting that, you know, Baba Kama could be Shaloki Hilchasa, even though it's a view, you might say that about the whole discussions about the Mishnah, because it's hard to fit in certain things, the Maskana, you know, based on those shots. But I'll just read the lines in a minute. You know, increases, because that's also part of our remaining Rambam comments. So I tend to agree with you, but I don't think it's mukhra. Okay. The next Tosis, Chasar Achas Lafuke Bid Rabbi Yehuda, discusses, also makes an important point. Azriel?
Chasar Achas Lafuke Bid Rabbi Yehuda, Tema, Dimimina.
Who's Rabbi Yehuda, by the way? I don't mean his biography. I mean, what's the position of Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about? The Gemara? What?
Mostly that's a Shovidum with Amidarte.
Shovidum Adakte, correct.
So, Tosa says, Tema de Minyana de Resha Shamin Allah, the Lake of Lamema are Tana Vashayer, Da Ilu Katani.
So, again, we're already rejecting Rabbi Yehuda because the whole list of the Mishnah is the Avos Hazikin, and Shovidum Adakte is not on that list, right? Oh. Miha Lake Alak Shuye.
Miha Lake Alak Shuye, Da Hame Ilu de Resha Shaminan, La Fuki Midrava Lezer.
Maybe the Mishnah also excludes Rabbi Eliezer. So that's interesting, does it? I mean, the list of Avos Nezikin exclude Rabbi Eliezer? Is Rabbi Eliezer denying the yichus of the avos because he says that you're chayav for tolda b'makomav? The answer is depends how you look at Rabbi Eliezer. And again, that's very krisis connected too. If Rabbi Eliezer's halacha is only a din of chiluk chatos, I mean, again, this is a replay of what we had, you know, in the Lishonos of some of the other Rishonim, right? The Tosa Shans, Rabbeinu Yeshaya and Shita Mekubetzes here in Bava Kama. Again, Tosa Shans in Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama, the Ramban in Azorek, right? Namely, how do you know, or is, you know, maybe Rabbi Eliezer denies, when the Gemara says, you know, what's the difference between Nav and Atolda according to Rabbi Eliezer, the assumption is that he maintains the structure and that his argument is at least limited with respect to that. So well, we have a Mesorah, we have... The more you think that Rabbi Eliezer is a din of chiluk chatos, right, but not a assessment of the whole structure of Hilchos Shabbos, of the Mishkan, of the concept of Avos, of the categories of, you know, Avos and Toldos, or maybe even in between Me'ein Av, you know, the more you think that it's limited, right, the more unlikely, you know, it is that any of this affects, you know, the Mishnah, you know, is the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis Shalom Alibad Rabbi Eliezer, right? Are other things Shalom Alibad Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe not. On the other hand, if Rabbi Eliezer is basically saying, you know, the most extreme way to say Rabbi Eliezer is that this is all this epistemological process of producing, you know, Meleches Shabbos, you know, is infinite in a way. Right? Or, you know, at least it's unlimited. I don't know if it's infinite. But theoretically infinite. Meaning, you know, the toldogenesis, idea, you know, which is that, you know, we go from the Av and we figure out the Tachlis and then it connects to another Tzura and that becomes its own... again, maybe it's sterile. You know? Again, we're still out on that question, right? Because, it gets created... It's a second level or it's a clone... You know, but it isn't a full clone, so maybe it isn't sterile. We'll see in a minute. Can toldos produce toldos? Ah. Josh, can toldos produce toldos? I just want to see if the inspiration is taking hold of you at the moment or not. Avrami? Can toldos produce toldos? What do we know about that? Itzi? Correct. Excellent. Which was on the Marble Cobbles too, right? Rabbeinu Hananel where? Shabbosai and Gimel and Beis, that's what I wanted you to look at, talks about Tolda to Tolda. And in the Orzuk and the Orzaru and other, they challenge it. They say, what's a Tolda to Tolda? Now again, if Tolda is simply the Tachlis HaMelacha, and that's all we ever care about, or at least, if that's all we care about for everything, then there's no Tolda to Tolda. And if Toldos, you know, if maybe we care about the Avos, their Tzura, but in the toldos, maybe we only care about the tachlis. There's still no tolda to tolda. So if you take either of those views, there's no tolda to tolda. Thank you very much. Or if you take the view that in order to produce a tolda, again, getting back to the, you know, the clone point, you have to have a certain level of chashivos, a certain rank, you know, in the process, you know, then there's also no tolda to tolda. So three good reasons to reject tolda to tolda. If you do think of tolda to tolda, then you are assuming that, you know, a tolda, right, picks up its own tzura, right, and passes on that genetic, you know, code, albeit even more diluted, right, to the next generation. You have to say that. Okay. Anyways, so getting back to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, is Rabbi Eliezer contradicted by the Mishnah? Again, another way to think that Rabbi Eliezer would be contradicted by the Mishnah, one way is if he, you know, disrupts, you know, completely the structure of Avos and Toldos. The other way is if you think that the only purpose of the Mishnah, which is a line in the Gemara, is to teach you Chiluk Chatos. Right, the Mishnah says, Lamites. The Gemara asks in a few places on Daf Samach Tes in Shabbos and Daf Ayin in Shabbos, right? The Gemara asks the question, you know, can't we all count? Right? It's a big assumption of the Gemara, right? Everybody knows how to count. Why do you need to say there are 40 minus 1 of Avos Melacha? right? We all went to, you know, graduate school, and we learned, you know, actuarial school. We all know how to count. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, no, to teach you that there's a cap on chatos, right? If you do all the malachos of Shabbos, behal anachad, you're only going to be chayiv, you know, not more than 39. It's a big relief, right? Then the Gemara asks the more important question, which is not for now, and that is the adalei l'shabbos b'ma, meaning, like, you know, if you violate every single av malacha, you know, why is that called zadon Shabbos? And if it's not, if it's, you know, zeh b'zeh, helem zeh b'zeh, you know, you should be chayiv achas, because as we like to prove, you know, ignorance is also a function of knowledge, right? We define the discreteness of your ignorance and its scope by what you know. If you don't know anything, then you just don't know anything, and it's all the same, you know, level of ignorance. It all basically comes down to one thing. But if you, you know, have a little knowledge is more dangerous in a way, right? Or put it this way, a little bit of knowledge accentuates even further or the details of your ignorance. Is that fair to say? I think it's fair to say it in life. And basically the Gemara thinks that's true in halacha. So the yadalei, you know, b'mai. You need a little bit of knowledge for the individual lapses or ignorances to matter. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says you can only be chayiv. You can't be chayiv more than 39 avos malacha be'el amecha. So if we say, is that contradictory? That may contradict Rabbi Elazar. Not necessarily the Mishnah, the list, but the number, you know, which is based on chilek chatos, because that isn't really true according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the chayiv told him about kama. Either way, that's, again, without knowledge, you could just, you know, read this line in Tosas, you know, and miss the fact that there's a lot of, you know, going on beneath the scenes here. Okay. V'yesh lomar?
V'yesh lomar, d'miminyana d'resha lo...
Now we're going back to the Rabbi Yehuda part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
D'miminyana d'resha lo shamina lafuke v'yabi Yehuda, v'yiklamemar d'lo chashe ela malachos chashuos...
Yeah.
Okay,
so we're not going to discuss the example from Kiddushin, but the point here is, again, this is not like such a simple matter. At least I don't think so. Ezra, why not? I mean, what is Tosa saying in the end? What? Tosis' answer, why this, the mission of listing the avos, of malachos of Shabbos and omitting shovet and medakdeg is not necessarily against Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosis says, right? Yeah? Then we just read the answer of Tosis. So Tosis' answer is, no, maybe there are two lists. There's a list of the malachos chashuvos, right? And then there's another list. Right, the list doesn't have to be exclusive. It could be, I know a ton of the shiur. Again, if people are, you know, you don't list 39 things and then say, oh, but I wasn't being, you know, exhaustive. Right? So so we're not going to say that. So no, it is a very specific list, Tos is saying. But it's not the only list. So Tos ends up saying something just, again, very important that's totally, totally not obvious. Namely... Unless you disagree. What's Tosa's answer? What's Tosa's answer? Technically, what's the answer? You saw the Tosa or not? Oh, you didn't see it. Okay, sorry. Are you? Now that you're on the list. No, I understand. You weren't on the list, so you weren't... you were protesting. Or, like, you have to be on the list for it to work.
Either one would work.
Yeah.
His answer is that the mission only have these malachos chashuvos, but there's this other category that are enum hashu, enum bivuroros.
Right, meaning that there are two categories of malachos Shabbos. Right, there are the chashuvos, and there are the less chashuvos. It's hard to know what that is. We could have thought, we would have thought, we might have thought that the category of malacha is chashuva, or it's mishkan, right, or you need both, or one or the other. Right? Tosis is, and this is, you know, all connected to Memtes Amid Beis and Shabbos and our Girsa here in Bava Kamma and in Azorek, you know, the three or four or five ways to read, you know, all of that. Yeah.
Everything in Mavroros is distinct, lacks some kind of distinctiveness, or yeah. Actually is the opposite.
The Kashuvos, I think, has to do with stature. I was just going to say that. Thank you. Just want to explain what you mean. That Tosis doesn't just say Einan Chashuvos, right? He says Einan Mivuraros. So Mivuraros, Rabbi's pointing out, I think, very correctly, is not necessarily Chashivos, but it has to do with a different kind of Yichus, meaning being something which is very distinctive and, let's say, that stands out, as opposed to something like, you know, which is just, you know, like more amorphous, you know, or more undefined. So definition, you know, becomes also a category in Hilchos Shabbos, a defined action, a creative action, you know, that is transformative, or that has stature, or that is very distinctive, or that is very recognizable. One wouldn't have thought that recognition, you know, should be a factor. In certain areas of halakha, I think it might be. Not so obvious in Shabbos, right? So this is a very important tosis. Again, I don't want to belabor it because we have too much to do, and so let's move on. But these are the tosis. I wanted you to see these because I wanted you to see that, especially in light of the analysis, that all these you know, seemingly innocuous comments of Bali tosis. You've told me I've shown by kasha teretz. We'll move on. You know, it's not a kasha teretz. Move on. Like, these questions and these formulations are grappling in a very subtle way with, like, very, you know, present and important, you know, albeit, again, subtle themes of Avos and Toldos and Main Amalacha and so on. Yeah. Say again? We did already. We talked about that.
I know, but I'm saying how would the Buddha repeat the sheet of
places? Right, so again, you have to. I mean, why are those more Chashu than.
Isn't the point that they're Chashu because they're in the Mishkan?
So, again, I think you have. I'm glad you asked it now that I understand what you're asking. I think you have to kind of say what the Marikat said, which clearly Rishonim in different places to argue about. And I mentioned this the other day. Namely, when the Gemara said, Hainu Bora, Hainu Zora, Hainu Merakeid, originally they asked the question, they were assuming that notwithstanding the fact that all these are in the Mishkan, you know, they're too similar to each other to be distinctive. Correct? And the second assumption was, and that's even under a microscope, in other words, you know, the second assumption was, being in the Mishkan without being somewhat distinctive, right, is, and even maybe if there's, I'm adding this to protect myself, even if there's a little bit, you know, of distinctiveness on the Tzura level at least, right, is not sufficient to be counted as a separate malacha and to trigger separate filuk hatos, or to require, if you did require, hasra mishuma'av, you know, or whatever other the issues, you know, that differentiate Avos and Toldos. That was the assumption. And then when the Gemara said, no, they're in the Mishkan, right? So there are two ways to go with that. One is to attack assumption number two and to say it doesn't matter. If they were in the Mishkan and there's any difference, that differentiates them because the Mishkan looms really large. The second, no, if you say that, it's very hard to work with Tosis here about Shoved and Medakting because it really isn't Mavura or it really isn't Chashuv. Independently Chashuv. Unless you want to say they're Mavuroros and they're Chashuvos, just not vis-a-vis each other, you know, but they are, you know, objectively Mavuroros and Chashuvos. Now, the issue in Zohar Bura Merakeid is not that they objectively, you know, aren't qualified, it's that they seem to be overlapping or repeating too much. So that would be the answer I would give if you wanted to take that approach in Zorazor Bor Merakeid, but Shoved and Medakdek are even less than that. However, I do prefer, let me just finish the sentence and I'll take the, I do prefer, you know, the other way. And that is that the Mashkana of the Gemara about Zorazor Bor Merakeid is not that, you know, the differences are really, you know, only minor tzura. Because again, you have to draw the side line somewhere at the Mishkan. I mean, But you know, let's say, like the Bari Katz and others said, and you know, and also Tosas in on Mem Tesamid Beis, when Tosas talks about, you know, using the Mishkan, and then you have the Mishkan, and then you need a number, and then you figure out, you know, how big the differences need to be between them. So here the Kamash Malan is that Zohar and Bara Marakeid, which we would have thought are not different enough, you know, that those differences are, they do matter. So it's not just that they're in the Mishkan. They're being in the Mishkan, and they're being, you know, let's say, you know, one of the 39 most differentiated things in the Mishkan highlight, you know, what otherwise would have been trivial difference as being a halachically important difference. If you want to say that, then you might say that Shovet and Medakdek, you know, don't qualify for that. They're in the Mishkan, but they're not Kashivi. They are not Mavura. So I think those are two ways. Yeah. You want to say something before? Or we're
yeah, no, just to go with the first answer. The goof of the Machlokas from Rabbi Yehuda and the Chanan are whether or not the two Malachos that Rabbi Yehuda wants to add are the Chalas or Malachos.
Right.
Meaning, it seems difficult to be able to distinguish why you Machal between Borer being, let's just say, for example, Zora being the Chal Borer and this being.
I mean, the issue you're saying, it seems like more from the Sugya, which I think is true, that Shovet and Medakdek isn't so much a question about Shovet and Medakdek either. It's a question about Shovet and Medakdek being subsumed under other categories. So then, I agree. I'm just giving you two, without going into Shovet and Medakdek at the moment, but it's a good question, and those, I think, are the perspectives. Yeah.
So Tosfos is trying to read the Havmina of the Gemara before. The Gemara ends up saying that Chaser Achas is are we saying that Tosfos is Havmina, that there are two lists of Malachos is retained at all?
They're just wondering. The Gemara here says that it's Lefukim and Rabbi
Yehuda.
So Tosfos is saying we already know that from the Reisha.
Right.
And the answer that Tosfos is saying, we wouldn't have known it only from the Reisha, because we could have said, he's not saying we do say, we could have said that there are two levels of Malachos.
So there's any aspect of that in the Maskana.
Right.
We're saying that list.
Yeah, we're not saying this Lamaskana.
So, right.
We're zeroing in on, as Tosis is, on what would have, you know, been, you know, how would we have read the Mishnah, you know, according to that line in the Gemara.
Right.
Again, so that, you know, that's also a level. But that's important, too, because they took it seriously, and we're taking it seriously. And again, there are always echoes. Yeah?
I just point out, like, one echo of this might be, depending on how you read it, just the last part of Tosos and Baba Kama, that of Ra'ad.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's discussing Rabbi Eliezer and why Hasra is not an Afanina. He says, the Odin no term of Ashal, Ain't Sal Hasra Osu Mishum Av, Yin Hesam Mishum Atol Vachai, Afi Lohafi, Lohashi Vlej Kabal Gadol.
Right.
And depending on how you read that line, it could be that those two are also sort of Avos, but not, but then the day not in the Mishnah and Kabal Gadol.
I mean, and again, to bring a ride from Me'ein Av.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which again, Tosaf Lishitaso, I think. But yeah, I hear that. Okay. So let me just get to the other things very quickly. Abi brought to my attention the other day that there's another Rashi. Where did Abi go? There he is. And that is on Bavamud Beis and Shabbos. So I just think it's worth sharing. Go ahead. That Rashi seems to combine, as he points out, although not as explicitly, but it seems to combine, just to, before he reads it, so you'll hear it, Rashi and Bava, because, well, background. We noted Rashi and Bava Kama, and Mari Katz noted it even more, namely that the Chiyuv told of Makomav, that there's no Chiyuv told of Makomav according to Rabbanan, is based on Ikar B'Tata, and that you're Chai for the Av, not for the Tolda. Then we noted Rashi on Samaches Amad Aleph in Shabbos, where Rashi uses a different explanation why you're only Chai Vachas, not because you're Chai for the Av and not the Tolda, but because you are Ki'ilu, you know, Kotzer v'Chozer v'Kotzer. Right. So Avi's pointing out that Rashi on Vamad Beis and Shabbos seems to do both. Go ahead. Yeah. So he combines both. Again, not as explicitly as Rashi and Bava Kama, the first part, and maybe he just didn't mean it, and that would be an explanation, because why do you need both? But the first part does sound like, Avi, that you're chayiv mishum ha'av, you're not chayiv for the tolda when you do the av. And not presumably it doesn't just mean because you already did the av, and therefore you're not chayiv lemaisa b'poal. It sounds a little bit like when you did the av in the toldo, you're only chayiv for the av. But the explanation is because after all, it's gozer b'yosa. So either he doesn't mean it. If he does mean it, I thought it was something, more like, I guess, the Marikatz, which is kind of, the reason that this is considered coats of a kotzer, and not considered coats of a tochein. After all, a tolda, is different from an av in that it's lacking its tzura, or maybe even better, it connects with another tzura. So, that isn't exactly like coats of a kotzer. The reason that it's like coats of a kotzer, and not like coats of a tochein, is only because, it's tafeli ikar. Right. In other words, the tafeli ikar isn't an explanation. It's a little different in Marikatz than that. The tafeli ikar isn't an explanation why you're only chayav achas. The tafeli ikar, because maybe maybe it's not that tafel, but the tafel leikar, or the stronger emphasis on the av, right, is due to the fact, or is connected to the reason why we consider this coats of a coats, or even though there's a different suit. Right? Okay. Everybody got that? So that's a hara. It's definitely something that should be noted. Okay. Now I just want to look at creases for a minute. Just to point out that again, the pretty much what Natan said before, but again, I think I gave you these things to look at in creases, so let's just look at them for a minute, get them on the record. I don't want to go in detail in all the ways that you could read it, just to point out that different lines in the Gemara are more suggestive. Namely, what is the Machlokas Rav Elazar and the Chachamim regarding the status of Tolda? So on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, right? Again, first of all, just to be noted that I don't know where's the Daf Yomi these days? Where are they? Menachos? Oh, okay. Anyways, if you Croesus is just an unbelievably, especially this part of Croesus. Right, I've said this in the past. It kind of reads like as does part of Klal Gadol, reads a page of Chaim's notebook. Okay. Anyways, so the conversations, are just fascinating, and then the language is fascinating. Very lumdish language. Om Rabbi Kiva Shalti Shrabba Gamliel Es Rabbi Yeshua Bitalis Shel Amius Shehocha Likach Behema LeMishna Benos Shrabba Gamliel. I know what that's intriguing. All these questions, they're testing each other on the parameters of the limits of these issues of chiluk malachos, of chiluk chatos, rather. And basically they're making all sorts of really fundamental but subtle chilukim, right, to try to figure out what differentiates shemos, what differentiates clearly maisaberos, right, or what at least is not considered a hemshech or a kefel. That's what's going on in these shaklavatarias, in the Gemara itself, in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara. Anyways, at one point the Gemara has here, Natan, you have it, about Rabbi Eliezer. Tonarabanan, is that it? Tonarabanan, Ba'aleha, V'chazer Ba'aleha, V'chazer Ba'aleha, right, Chayev al Kolachas V'yachas, this is obviously Arayos. Chayvo kolachas viachas, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, that's very relevant because we know Rabbi Eliezer in our sugya, and we're going to get to him again in a second. And what's his view? Like, if his view was that chiluk chatos is just more flexible, in other words, it's anything other than a kefel or a hemsheich is enough, or you don't need separate shemos; it's enough to have separate meisim, or it's easier to define separate meisin than other people. Three different possibilities, but it doesn't matter. All within the rubric of, less than shemos. Meisim are enough. It's easier to be magdir different meisim. We don't need to be magdir different meisim. We just need to eliminate hemsheich or kefel, right? Any of those things. So then, as we said, we should be able to interview Rabbi Eliezer and find out that it's not a Hilchos Shabbos din alone, right? There may be some aspect of the Hilchos Shabbos in it, or maybe not, right? The easiest or the narrowest way to say Rabbi Eliezer is that he doesn't argue about Hilchos Shabbos at all. He only argues about Chiluk HaTos in general. And then, as I said before, all the questions of, unless the pragmatic one about Chiluk HaTos and the number, but, you know, with a structure of Avos and Toldos and so on, of course they matter. They matter for Shemos Isser, or they matter for Maisa Averas, right? They just don't matter for Chiluk HaTos. You know, and if you want to know, oh, being Basra and Mishum Av or Mishum Atolda, you know, like the Bali Tosis assumed, right? That Rabbi Lazar, there's no difference between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim in that. Would there be a difference between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim in terms of Tziruf L'Shior, in terms of Yediya Sachet? No, just Chiluk HaTos, right? Anyways, or no, you need a little help from the other side too. Maybe it's all driven by the other side, but then you just have to assume, based on this Gemara, that, you know, Rabbi Eliezer's view in Malachos Shabbos isn't only a din of Malachos Shabbos either. Meaning, he is more open to splitting up Shemos or creating Shemos Iser or creating Maisaveras, you know, as a meta halachic, you know, principle. And therefore, he's more open to it in Arayos, and he's more open to it in Shabbos. But it does have an element of, you know, Shabbos too. Hard to know, right? What's pretty clear is that can't only be a din in Avos and Toldos. You know, can only be a din of Chiluk HaTos, or it can be some sort of a combination of dinim. That it might be about Avos and Toldos as well, we have documented very clearly, right, in terms of the Ramban, in terms of one day in Tosas Shans, and in terms of all these other, you know, treatments of Rabbi Eliezer, including the question of Me'ina Av and so on, if it exists. Okay. So, the Gemara here says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, pure Chiluk HaTos question, what's the halakha? Chachomim omer nechai v'lachas. So then the Gemara says, Umodim chachomim l'Rabbi Eliezer, b'bo'al hei nashav nidos b'vasachas, shu'chai v'kolachas v'yachas hov hu gorom lahem. So, again, anytime you ever have, you know, a moda lahu, right, whether it's in you know, Torah, you know, or in other parts of life, and a guy says, oh, I agree with you in this case, I concede in that case, right? So is the guy really conceding to you or not? Or is he just basically saying, I disagree with you 100%? Of course, there are cases that fit into my, you know, definition, and I agree lemaisa befoal in that case, but I'm not giving you any quarter, I'm not conceding anything, I'm not compromising my principle. Or am I saying, yeah, I hear your argument, I still think you could be mechalek, you know, your principle is right, you know, and here's where it expresses itself, right? So in life and in law and in halacha, which is what's important here, when somebody says moda, we don't know what it means. Are the chachamim moda l'Rabbi Eliezer because they agree with the concept of chiluk in maisa averos, and they think that's what he says, and they're just arguing with him about, you know, when we apply that, and they say, you know what, for that you need not difference in suros, but difference in gufin. That puts it over the top. Or are they saying, you, Rabbi Eliezer, think that there's this, you know, tolda genesis, or, you know, or you're more open to, you know, flexible categories, and we think it totally, totally a 1,000,000% wrong about all of that, but we do agree with you that there are cases of chiluk hatos, but that's for a totally different reason, namely splitting the ma'isa beira. Right? That depends how you read the Gemara. So, Moda Chacham Rabbeinu Bala Hei Nashav Nidos Vatzachas Shukayv Kolachas Yachas Hoel the Hu Garam Lahen. The Hu Garam Lahen doesn't change the Shem Yisur, but it surely does establish that there's no Hemshech or Kefel, and or that there's a separate Maisa Avera, right? Because each one is distinctive by virtue of the impact that it has. Omer Rabbi Rav Nachman, Mi Amrin and Hol the Hu Garam. That's what I say. These Gemaras, these Mishnayos are like, they're like, you know, they're like reading. Mi amrinan hol v'hu garam lahen. Is that really the factor? Vatanya, Who behalamechad behi behe halamos and achai v'lachas? Behi chayav asam kol achas v'achas? So the impact of A on B isn't the point, apparently. That's not the mechalek. Ela eimahol v'gufin mechlakin. So when the Gemara now says gufin mechlakin, you know, it's basically saying you don't need the impact, but it still differentiates the ma'is aveira, or at least it breaks up the keifa. Iboilu. Then the Gemara says, katsa v'katsar, mali, om Rabbi Lazar. What did Rabbi Lazar say about katsar v'katsar? Now that's amazing, because that's an av, right? So, obviously, Rabbi Lazar at this moment is viewed as a chiluk malachos issue. Talmud Rabbi Lazar mishum da avid tartin v'amtu l'hochi omar chai v'kolachos v'yachas. Hokinami avid tartin, meaning, is he just saying that any distinct physical action constitutes a separate maisa ve'er legabe chilikatos, and that's true for katsar v'katsar? Odilma Talmud Rabbi Lazar hasa mishum di'ef shelo la'arvon l'bio zubezu, right, amtu l'hochi omar Rabbi Lazar chai v'kolachos v'yachas. Namely, there, you know, it isn't the fact that it's two physical actions, it's that by definition, it's not considered a hemshech or a kefel because you these can't run into each other. But avokotzer begrogeretz achav v'chazer begrogeretz. I'm sorry, behelamachas kima de efshar la'arv shtei grogers bivasachas ein achay v'lachas. But he did it. That's not what he did. He didn't kotzer two grogros. He kotzard v'kotzard. The answer is it doesn't matter since he could have. So even kotzer v'kotzars is an accumulation. It's a tzirif l'shiur. Right, you don't have to view it as distinctive. What distinguishes something, you know, is the objective impossibility, you know, of doing it and integrating it. Right, that's a possible criterion. Right, ma. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, Tamid Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Avatarti, Achanami Avatarti, Rabbi Yosef Amar Tamid Rabbi Lazar, Diav Shel Arvan, Avav Shavin Achay V'Lachas, Esve, Abayi L'Rabba, Rabbi Lazar Mechay V'Vlodei Malachos B'Makomah." Right? Now we're getting to the Rabbi Lazar that we know and love, told them the Makomah, which is also interesting. They call it Vlade Malachos, which means told them, but it has a certain other connotation, maybe a separate connotation. Right? Again, told the Genesis kind of a genre connotation. So Malachos, Ha'av, Vlade Malachos Makomah. Malachos ha'av av the vasachas patur. That's a diuk. He amres tamed Rabbi Lazar mishum dekavintarti am I patur. Amar marjorei drabanan anav rab dechumei bar zchari targibna hacha ma'askina bedalis hamudalis al gabe teina v'ktatzam vasachas mishumachim bechay Rabbi Lazar. Hove shemos mechlakim begufin mechlakim dekivasei katzar v'katzar echem mishkachas right the miftar kigon shekatzar shtei grogeros v'vasachas. Of a kotzer kegrogres v'chazar kotzer kegrogres chayim. So this is a very loaded Gemara. You have to look at the Rishonim here. I'm not going to do it right now, but certainly the way Rashi understood the Gemara. The first case, the gap between the first case and the second case, the second case is kotzer v'katzar, right? The first case is basically, as Rashi understands it, a case of, you know, me'ein to avos, kind of. Because it's zomer v'tzarech le'etzin, right? See the Rashi. Tainim u'tainim ve'in adavim begefen. Okay, it's cute. Vayitzarich liftzar hagefen la'asaka. The katzatz v'asachas priya teina uzmora hagefen. The chayiv shtayim. Chada a pri de teina ve'inu kotzer. The chada zmora de told the kotzer. Here again, here this Rashi increases is not working with main malacha. He's assuming that these are toldos. That or at least the zomer is zomer v'tzarich le'etz and told to the kotzer. Mishivach echayv shnei b'afagav de b'vasachas hol b'shemos mechlakin ze'av ze tolda v'gufin mechlakin. Here he's using gufin mechlakin as two cheftas, and he's using shemos. He's saying the word shemos mechlakin for av and a tolda. That's very powerful. Okay, other Rishonim interpret it differently. I'm not going to go into the details here. They seem to think that the shemos here is ladafka. It's just an extended or intensified gufin, etc. So that's one sugya which you have to understand. The other one, I'm sorry, I think I called on Natan, right? I just got carried away again. Yeah, so let's do tezayin quickly. You have the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Amir Rabbi Akiva. She'al teacher Elazar ve'osam malachos harbin ve'shabasos harbin me'ein malacha achas.
So again, this is the Mishnah and the Gemara about Gufin. I'm sorry, about Shabbosos Kegufin and about Yamim Shabena Tayim having Yediyah Lachalek or not. And again, the Mishnah, like in Kol Gadol, talks about Osa Malachas Harbin Me'ein Malacha Achas, which for the Rambam and Rashi in Shabbos is a loaded term that might be different than Tolda. Again, for Balei Tosis and for Rashi increases, it just means told up. Okay. You have to pay close attention to it. Go ahead. Now that's fascinating. What is Totsos Harbe? The Chatos Harbe, keep going. Chayva Kolach Tziachas, Shabbos Sheishpo. Yeah, so what are totsos? According to Rashi, toldos. So the presence of toldos is a factor in, again, differentiating. We're saying that nida, there's one shame, and in and maybe therefore there's only one ma'isa avera, if not for gufin. But in Shabbos, which has toldos, right, therefore, you know, having toldos dictates, you know, chiluk malachos, even regarding Shabbos's kegufin, possibly. It shows that the whole category is more, or is less oriented to being, you know, a common denominator single action. Okay, keep going. So that makes the gufin there even more differentiated. Yeah, unless that's only a Peturonesh, but again, these are very lumdish and mishnayot. Go ahead. Meaning, maybe there's still two different maisim, just as no befall onesh, tomer b'shabes. Yeah. It's like, you know, you'd love to be in this conversation, right? Okay. Good. Then the Gemara wants to know, right? Makabayla, mine. As opposed to main malacha. Yeah, so again, in light of the Rambam's Psakim and Shkagos, and that's part of the Nosa Kalim discussion, how does it fit into this mission and these Gemaras? This becomes significant. But Natan just pointed out to me the other day, again, that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos increases.
Yeah, in his Madura Kama, you wrote that the question was about malacha achas, he said Kigon Havara, and then Havara.
That's how he had it actually, yeah, and then he changed it in the Madura Basra.
Changed it to Me'in Malacha and the way he has it
in the Yad HaChazaka, which again just shows that he was struggling with it and trying to figure out, like, you know, how do you, what's the line? How much do you need, you know, to break up Hemshech Kefel or to constitute a separate Maisa, etc. Okay.
So you say no, Elof is down in the low
Minhe. Yeah.
And then we're calling
them Vlados. Vlados, also interesting.
If you want to say now,
now it's being called Vlados. But again, maybe Dafka in the context of trying to explain that it generates Chiluk Malachos, right? Like you use terminology, again, you in a conversation or good argumentation. You debate with somebody who's good at it. You know, what they do is they redefine or they subtly, you know, change your words or their words. You know, and use, you know, phraseology, you know, to you know, to subliminally or just so you agree that but they've reformulated, you know, what you said, or they're using terminology with a certain, that's a good debater, right? Like where's Itamar? No? Okay, like we need him, you know, here for this. So somebody who's really skilled at it. You know, do you, so that kind of, I'm not suggesting that the Gemara is, you know, debate. I mean, they are debating, really. So I'm saying, well, you might use the word tolda or vlad or me'ena'av. Let's say it all means the same thing. So, you know, it could be just, you know, you have a predisposition for one, you know, artistically, you know, aesthetically, or just you think one captures the concept better, which is mostly, you know, is it a coincidence in the patterns? He uses this phrase, use that phrase. They're subtly different. But it could also just be that you interchange them, not just interchange, you use that, but, you know, even subconsciously, it's more powerful if it's subconsciously, right, to fit into the side of the argument that you are, right? Okay, let's continue. Okay, I think we can. Do we have anything more? Oh, on the Amud Beis, you have a little bit, right? Go ahead. Yeah.
So we say, if that's true, then Yiboy Binay was not a Sarah being of Athens with Shabbos. So Amarava, Amarira, Tarti Binay, also you can come in, Yibo, Binay, what in love is not a Sarah being of Athens. She also said to me, Binay, she is Shabbos with other lovers. And she do a young Shemitan having deal with Ali.
Right, so again, I don't want to get into all the thing, but these are the Gemaras that establish, you know, goof that, let's say, Yamsha Benatayim Havin Yedil Lachalik, that's a kind of a technicality, and the likelihood that you heard in between, whether you remember or not, or again, it's something more fundamental. Again, I was mentioning it the other day. The Gemara in Kol Gadol has two psukim when it talks about Shmira Shabbos, one which implies that every Shabbos is a separate obligation of Shmira, and the other, which implies that it's a kind of a, you know, din zman, like, you know, you have to remember every Shabbos. Meaning, one could argue that there are two aspects to Shabbos. There's Shabbos as klali. Every Shabbos goes back to Shabbos. It's a din, you know, like an iser zman or a chiyuv zman, whatever you want to call it. Or every Shabbos is unique. Every Shabbos is separate. An interesting question. I mentioned the other day, nafkamina might be something, even questions like of hachana. There's no hachana mishabbos l'chol, there's no hachana mishabbos l'shabbos. But the issue of yamim shebeinatayim havya nedia l'chalek, if it's not just a technicality, but it's a principle, may very well revolve around this question. Right? The yamim shebeinatayim, every Shabbos is unique. The yamim shebeinatayim are mechalek. You know, or no, they're just, you know, disrupting the Shabboses. Now we're back to Shabbos. Same Shabbos. Not same Parsha. Okay, you got the idea. Yeah, keep going. Ilei Mer Rabbi Lazar Ema Seifa Ha'osu Malachas Haber Mein Malacha Achas Ena Chayv Ala Achas Mer Rabbi Lazar Chayv Al Kol Vlad Ein Malachos Kemalacha. So this Gemara is definitely applying Rabbi Lazar to Mein Malacha. Again, according to the Rishonim, we think that Mein Malacha just means Tolda. There's nothing in this Gemara. There's no Kiddush. According to Rashi and the Rashi and Shabbos and the Rambam, again, Rashi here increases going with Tolda. That's why I say it's not clear based on the global evidence that these Gemaras are going to be Koveya, because maybe that's the whole point. Maybe the whole point is that we do make distinctions between, which according to Rambam and Rashi we do, between Mein Malacha and Tolda. And then it becomes again an interesting open question according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, I'm going to stop. You have to go through the Shach V'Tari here very well. The other thing to mention quickly is that in the Sugya on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on Yud Tes Amud Aleph talks about what? What do you saw? It? See? Nobody saw it. Got to that? I'll share? If not, we'll call on your cousin, but. What? I know, and the Finkelstein, like, we don't like to talk about Fischl. What's the Mishnah on Yud Tes Amud Aleph about? So we mentioned it.
You
know,
they have
the Mashokat. Yeah. In other words, right? In order to be Chayav Korban, you have to be able to label or identify what it is that you violated. Let's say you know for sure you violated an Isur Sheish Pochatos. Right, this is an amazing thing. Like, you know, you try to explain to this, people who are not initiated, they'll look at you, you know, perplexed. Like, you know, there's a violation. If you violate the laws, you know, the religious laws, you know, then you know, you have to bring the sacrifice. And, you know, that's fine and good. So let's let me know for sure you violated one of those laws, right? You for sure violated, you can't identify. You don't know whether you violated Yom Kippur or Shabbos. Because you did a Ben Hashmashos. Or you just forgot, whatever. Or you, Caleb and Dan. You know, or Caleb and Nosar. you know, it tastes the same, maybe, and you just don't know. But you know it was one or the other. So the, we paskin that you need to deal, so you don't bring a korban. Wow. You have to know the Avera. So what? How far do you have to know it? And what about Avos and Toldos? Right? So this is a major debate. How to read the Mishnah and Yud Tes Siman Aleph. Very, very loaded language. You know, Rashi, the Rambam, Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, the Minchas Chinuch. I'm not going to go into it now, but interesting. Part of the interesting facet of it is Rabbi Eliezer seems to argue and doesn't require Yediyas Achet. So the question is that just a coincidence? Could be. It's a whole different issue. Rabbi Eliezer just says there's no din of Yediyas Achet. As long as you know that you violated on that level, why do you have to label it and know it? Right? However, is it possible that, you know, in a kind of inverse, ironic, but understandable way, you know, for Rabbi Eliezer, Yediyas Achet, you know, is less, less, maybe in other words, for Rabbi Eliezer, if you take the view that according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is this toldogenesis, and the Avos don't really have the same kind of status. Like, you know, if Avos are Shemos Iser, then it's hard to understand, you know, that, you know, that you can produce more toldos that are the equal of the Av. You know, because every Av is Chiluk Malachos, because it's Chelev and Dam. You know, but that's not true for Kotzer Batolchein. I'm sorry, that's not true for Kotzer and Botzer. Kotzer and Tochein are Chelev and Dam, but not Kotzer and Botzer. So it could be, interestingly, on the one hand, Rabbi Eliezer is more expansive, you know, and he thinks you can create more Malachos and so on. But maybe that's the point. You can do that, you know, because there is more of a common denominator between them. You can get with an Av and a Toldo what you have with an Av and Av, because it isn't a shame Isar Nifrad. You know, it's just Maisa Avera's Nifradim. So do you need to identify the Maisa Avera for Yediyas Achet? Maybe that makes sense more. You need to know the shame Isar. All right, something to think. Or again, if you want to do it on the Maisa Avera level, maybe Maisa Averas are Mechalek, or Maisa Averas are Yediyas Achet also. But not, you know, but Rabbi Eliezer thinks anything that isn't a Hemshech and a Kefel, even if it's not a separate Maisa Aveira, you know, is enough. Or not a separate Surah Aveira, we'll call it. So I'm just pointing out that, again, the Rabbi Eliezer's involvement here might be significant. Okay, now, we have to finish up in a couple of minutes. Let's go to what else remains. A few other things. So we discussed the question of Hasra. Right? And there's a massive debate. What do you need for Asra on Shabbos? The Pasuk, Malacha generally, the Avos, you can't give the wrong Av. Oh. So one of the issues we discussed 2 days in Tosis in a few places, you know, is Tolda, do you need to Masra Tolda Mishuma Av? Right? Different days in Tosis. But some of the Rishonim discussed the opposite case too. And Eitan mentioned to me the other day as well, correctly. Namely, what's the opposite case?
The told it to the
Av. Can you be Masra when the guy's about violating on Av Malacha? Let's say he's doing a Kotzer and you tell him about Botzer. Or he's doing Zoray and you tell him about Zomer. You know, you're not allowed to be Zomer. So, forgetting about the Malig, you know, factor, which on a practical level is always something to think. Meaning, if you tell the guy the wrong thing, or he doesn't understand what you mean, then it's obviously not a good Asra. Let's leave that aside for the moment. Let's say there's a big conceptual question whether or not you have to be specific when it comes to Hasra and Nechel Shabbos. Right? And then there's a second question, and that is, even if you don't need to be specific, right, a Tolda, you know, is only us. If a Tolda is only us or Betoras, Tolda Shala'ab, then maybe there you specifically need Hasra, right, to identify, to explain what it is. Right? Oh. But what about the opposite? You know, if you invoke a told, let's assume he knows what you mean. He knows you're saying, this is us, or just the one that, you know, that you identify, or that comes trippingly off your tongue, or you missed shir that day, so you mixed up which is the which. You said achnasa instead of otsa. Right? That's an easier, unless you're mechalik, based on the Ramban, you know, and Tzadi Bambad base, they're being different. Or other... You know, right. But that's not for now. Anyways, you're with me. So if you say the tolda as the hasra for the av, you know, is that is what what's the story there? So again, the more you think that every tolda, you know, is an av are identical, just as a question of, you know, the epistemology or the, you know, how you know it. But once you know it, it's the same as the takla samalacha. It shouldn't matter. Unless it's a formality in your standing on ceremony and the history matters, but less likely. But if you think that toldos, right, are like, you know, are second level and a lower level, and especially if you think toldos require, you know, hasra mishumaav, you know, to kind of justify them or to identify, you know, the mechayiv, so anything could be further the truth than the av to the tolda. So that's a debate in the Rishonim and again in the Achronim. That's an important factor. Next, are there going to be an actual important nav? Mostly we've been discussing, you know, when you have them together, so on and so forth. You know, the relationship between them. Are there going to be dinim that apply to the tolda, not to the av, or vice versa? So again, the more you think that toldos just expand or define taklas amalacha, which is kobeya everything, or that the taklas creates a tzura and then it becomes, you know, a full member, the answer is no. Let me say it this way. Even if a tolda, you know, is generated by the process and av and is a shell of an av or an inferior av, right? Or even if it's just, you know, a generic Isur Malacha of Shabbos, even then, there don't necessarily need to be concrete nafkamina. But of course, the more you think those perspectives, the more plausible it is. Okay, so just a few that we are aware of. Again, the tolda, av tolda switch in Hasra is one example, but a couple of other examples. Anybody look at Shabbos Ches Zion? It was on the list, right? Otherwise?
Yeah.
So with Shua, help us out. I'm going to finish up in the next like 5 minutes or so. Right?
Okay. Start the timer.
Because fashionably late, right? So, and then again, Sunday we'll speak about Karev Kachalol and start really getting into Nizik. Yeah.
So the Rambam says that Mefari is a fold of the Dash.
The Rambam says that Mefarik and, that's Cholev and Chovel, all these things are told to Dadash. Even though he already said, Eindisha ala bigdule karka, which is a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos on Ayin Hey, right, you know, Potzei Achilazon, and the Rambam paskins Eindisha ala bigdule karka. So everybody's upset with the Rambam. Like, what do you mean, Ain Disha Bigdule Karka, and then you go and you tell me that Cholev and Chovel, you know, which are not seemingly Bigdule, you know, Karka, are Chayev? So what do they say about it, generally?
Yeah, so you could say probably one or two things. So either that you think that a behema is close enough to the Karka.
Correct. So there's a whole group that say that. Like, no, Gidule Karka doesn't mean Karka, right? It's just Lim'ute Dagim, you know, but behema, that's an interesting question, right? In terms of, you know, classifying the species and what about Adam and so on and so forth. That's one approach. That's the popular approach.
And then there's Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam.
Correct. He's back, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam said something sensational. What did he say?
So he says that just because when we say Indisha Elabidule Karka, that's a din in the Av of Dutch. So you can't necessarily extend from the Av of Dutch to the Tolda of the Fire of Sashkul.
Yeah, and that's a double Chiddush, right? Why double?
Well, it's one Kiddush in terms of the relationship between Avos and Toldos that you would be able to say that.
That you could split them in such an important issue. Right.
And also just a Kiddush in Indisha El Gidule Karka, that the exclusion of Gidule Karka, or the limitation to Gidule Karka, would also apply.
Right, which is also, again, about Avos and Toldos. In other words, number one is that it implies a fundamental difference between the Av and Toldos. But it also assumes that the direction that can take is that you can have something which is, you know, you can have chumras, or kulas, I should say. You can have kulas in the av that don't extend to the tolda. Now, that says something about in karka, you know, but it also says something, again, about avos and toldas. Right. It provoked a lot of discussion, this Rav Avraham ben Aram. Okay. Another, I wouldn't say example of it, but another parallel to it, but in the opposite direction. Anybody see Rashi in Sukkah? Famous Rashi in Sukkah? Ilan? What?
Sukkah.
Yeah, the yeshiva learned Sukkah last year. Is that what you learned? They tell me that we had. Do we have the most Mesaimim? That's because we learned Shavuos. Yeah. Go ahead, Shua.
So the Mishnah in Sukkah says that there's no
Lulav
on Shabbos because of
Zerah D'Rabbah. Right. So Shin Shem Yavir Enu D'Alad Amos Zerah D'Rabbah.
So the question is, why does Rashi basically asks why the Mishnah uses the example of Havaras Dalad Amos instead of Hutzah Mir Shos Mishos?
Correct.
And he gives a couple answers.
Why yeah, all the Rishonim are bothered by that. The Rambam even, you know, relates to it, and he gives a couple of answers. Yeah. What's the most intriguing answer?
So, how does he find it?
I think it's the second one. I guess it's only intriguing if you really take it, you know, in a certain way. And take the contrast in a certain way. It's truly really not fair of me to say the most intriguing answer.
Right.
Let's say the only intriguing answer, you know, it's the best candidate anyway. What does he say?
Yeah, so he says because of the case of Nimlach Lahotzio.
Oh, Nimlach Lahotzio. In the case of in Hotzah, you know, what often happens is the guy will pick it up in Rishus Hayachid. Right, and then he'll, you know, thinking he's going to go, you know, from his living room to his den. His den and the living room, the same thing. From his living room to his dining room, whatever. And then he changes his mind and he says, you know what, you know, the people in there, they don't really know much about Tzkiya Shofar either. I'm going to go to the real Mumcha. So then he just keeps going and he goes to the Mumcha, correct? And in that case, he'll be Potter. Why?
Because there wasn't.
It's a lack of Melech Smachshevas because the Akira was L'Shem Ptur, and you know, therefore you since the Akira was L'Shem Ptur, right? It wasn't Akira, you know, as of a Melacha, so you don't have an Akira and Hanocha of Melech Smachshevas. Oh, what's intriguing about that? So the
Tosos points out that why wouldn't you apply the same thing to Havar?
Right, Tosos says, so what? I mean, we do say to Dalad Amos Shus Rabam, so let's say the guy did the Akira because he thought he was going to go one Amma. You know, he thought, you know, like right next to him was a Sambumcha. And, you know, then he realized, or he didn't find him, or I could see him, and then he decided to go the whole, you know, six Amos or more. That's Tosos' question, therefore Tosos doesn't like it. Now, Gord, pragmatically, you could say, you know, there's a difference. You know, the likelihood of this happening in Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim is greater than Dalad Amos Rishus Harabim. I think that that is fair and true. There are other good things that you could say about it also, frankly, in terms of the nature of Dalad Amos and the nature of Rishus Harabim. I'll just mention this for a second, but this is totally not our topic. And that is, you know, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim is a divide. And the beginning of Dalad Amos, you know, the end of Dalad Amos and beyond Dalad Amos, you know, maybe is not such a divide. I mean, that's a big debate among the Rishonim, the Balamor and the Ramban and others think that Dalad Amos is like the equivalent of Rishus Hayachid and Rishus Acheres. That's what the, you know, Balamor says in one place, the Ramban says it in Azorik, the Balamor says it in Kol Gadol. Right, it's like, you know, Dalad Amos is a different Rishus. But others think, certainly Rambam seems to think this, that, you know, the Chi of Dalad Amos works in a little different way. Right, it's not a Havaras Rishus. Anyways, so that also could be part of it in terms of, you know, the tour of Lach Smachshevas. But the Kapos Tamarim says an amazing thing. See it?
Yeah. So, and then we did some of this in the Ksubos days also.
Correct.
So he says that maybe this thing would apply dafka to the av of Hotzamir Shos Rishos, but not, I mean, Havar Dalad Amos.
Then maybe this Ptur, Melechas Machshebes, applies only to the av and not to the Tolda. Okay, that's very remarkable. Right? Again, a kula for the av. Although maybe it's, you know, a victim of its, in this case, it's a little better, more understandable, like a victim of its own chashivos. you know, the Abba is a certain Chashivos, and therefore has to be done in a certain way, Melech Machshav is also Torah. You might have thought that Tolda is Kol Shekein, because it's Bidinahab, and if anything, you need compensation. But maybe not. Maybe the point is that we're conceding, we're allowing a lesser, but, you know, consequently, that we're saying the Tolda, the lesserness of the Tolda, is its nature. You know, the Ab is a victim of its higher standard. But that's an amazing idea, if it's true. Okay. Another idea connected to, you know, I'm going to stop. We'll talk about Lakshen Tzricha Legufa and Bitoch, and whatever else. There's one or two other things for 5 minutes on Sunday, because we really have to go. And then we'll pick up with Kerev Kechalal, and speak about Taurus just a little bit, just, you know, drive by, and then really start on the matter of the Zikin, and then I'll give you more about it.